An Idaho filmmaker is part of a desperate battle to help save the world's smallest cetacean. Last June, we first told you about Matthew Podolsky and his documentary on an Idaho man who spent 35 years helping the state's bluebirds. But lately, Podolsky has been filming a short documentary in Mexico, trying to save what's often called the panda of the sea. The vaquita is a small species of porpoise with dark circles around its eyes and mouth. It's about 5 feet long when fully grown, and it's found only in the very northernmost part of the Gulf of California, right near the delta where the Colorado River flows into the Gulf. And it's extremely endangered. Podolsky told me there may have been 5,000 or 6,000 of them a couple hundred years ago. This year, scientists said there were only 60 left.
There are almost certainly fewer than 60 now. What's happened between December 2015 and now is that we had a season of illegal fishing for a species of fish called the tetuaba. Vaquita get caught as bycatch, and they get entangled in these nets and they drown. So the Mexican government stepped in and said, we're going to ban the use of gill nets throughout the entire range of the vaquita for 2 years. And this was unprecedented. No government in history has ever put a blanket ban on the use of gill nets for fishing across the entire range for marine mammal species. But unfortunately, when the Mexican government banned the use of gill nets, they essentially shut down the fishery that existed in the region for shrimp, and they shut down a lot of these fisheries for finfish. And what we're seeing happen is a lot of those fishermen are turning to this illegal fishery for a fish species called the tetuaba. And the tetuaba is highly prized for its swim bladder, which will sell for tens of thousands of dollars in China.
So what can we do to help?
If there are folks out there that want to get directly involved in this issue and really want to have an impact, I would say go visit this town of San Felipe. It's really only these two very small communities in the northern Gulf of California that are affected by this gillnet ban. And San Felipe is a beautiful town. It's a tourist destination. The beaches are amazing. It's a great place to visit, right? And by visiting this place, you're injecting tourist dollars into the local economy, and you're providing a way for the people who live there to, you know, make a living without fishing. The other thing is that we have been involved in starting up a sort of small advocacy group based in San Felipe called the Friends of the Vaquita Action Committee. And so we're trying to promote people who live in San Felipe, in this town, to take up this cause and to help promote awareness amongst the people and the fishermen who live in that community, and also to do beach patrols. I mean, there are other sort of things. There is an online petition that folks can sign to have the Mexican government extend this gillnet ban, because they set up the gillnet ban as for this 2 year period, but that's really not enough time to allow the vaquita population to recover. So the idea is this gillnet ban has to be extended into perpetuity for the vaquita to have any chance of surviving.
What are their chances? Do you know? I mean, you've talked to the scientists.
I mean, the experts all certainly want to remain hopeful. Nobody's given up on this species yet. But, I mean, this is dire. This is a crisis situation for the species. The species could be extinct by 2018.
So how do you feel about this? I mean, you're an Idaho filmmaker. You've done a lot of stuff here in Idaho. Here you are down in Mexico working with a porpoise. How did that work out for you?
This is a whole new level. I mean, we are dealing with corruption within the Mexican government, within different agencies. We are dealing with drug cartel groups. These swim bladders from the tetuaba are being smuggled by the drug cartels. Drug cartels in Mexico have realized that it is actually more lucrative for them to smuggle illegal wildlife products and these tetuaba swim bladders than it is drugs. And right before we left, the Mexican government responded to this increase in activity from the drug cartels, and they increased the military presence in the town really dramatically. They sent an additional 500 military troops into this town, and this is a small fishing community. You notice when there are additional 500 military troops. You know, these are guys with machine guns. They sent helicopters, planes, additional Navy boats. It sort of became an extension of this war between the Mexican military and the drug cartels. So, yeah, I mean, as a filmmaker from Idaho, I mean, it was a shock. all of a sudden I felt like I was an investigative journalist, you know, on the front lines of this really sort of troubling issue that has become about so much more than just the vaquita. I don't know. I feel like it's our duty to sort of tell this story and to show what's happening down there.
Idaho filmmaker Matthew Podolsky's production company Wild Lens released a short video called Searching for the Vaquita last month. He's hoping to make a longer film to try and raise awareness and convince the Mexican government to extend the ban on gill nets. But he admits he's worried that the vaquita could be extinct by the time his film comes out.